from the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia. It's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
Joy Kim chats to the guys and we exclusively debut his new single to radio, plus we preview the artists to watch at this weekend's CMC Rocks Queensland Festival. Let's get started with headline act Luke Bryan. This is Most People Are Good.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe that days go slow and years go fast, and every breath's a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Luke Bryan getting us underway with the soulful Most People Are Good, and the impossibly good-looking one has arrived down under and will rock the Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney tomorrow night before headlining CMC Rocks on Sunday night, then rocking Rod Laver Arena on Tuesday in Melbourne.
I know exactly how excited Luke Bryan is to finally be in Australia.
Wait, you know? How do you know this?
LB told me, Big Stu. Check this out.
What's up, Australia? It's Luke Bryan here.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was specifically talking to you, MJ, but he does sound happy. But I wonder what he thinks the fans will make of his shows.
Funny you should ask.
Get ready for the show. It's going to be a good old time.
Well, now we're all looking forward to it. Hey, MJ, have you got anything from the Brothers Osborne?
Nothing from them, but I do know they're straight shooters.
Don't give me that look to let me down easy smile. Don't act like I couldn't see you coming 400 miles. Don't try to find a perfect words, can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hey,
hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn the whole way down. Lay my 6 foot, 4 inch asset on the ground. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. So pull it all, find a shot of whiskey and shoot me straight. Friends who love to go away somehow. A couple old friends to help me bid you farewell. There's plenty of time for alcohol from happy hour to last call. So do what you gotta do so I can get to getting over you and make it burn. Hell of a heartache, so pull it on like a shot of whiskey and shoot me straight. Don't give me that salt shaker and lime. Don't give me that comeback chaser this time. Don't muddle it up, don't water it down. Give me everything you got right here, right now. Make it burn. Hell of a heartache. Pour it on like a shot of whiskey. Shoot me straight.
I actually did manage to find something about the Brothers Osborne.
Ah, what have you got?
Well, their favorite food and drinks to eat at a festival are...
Our perfect summer day is a cold beer, lawn chair, and good people.
And chicken wings.
And while you chow down on the chicken wings, you can catch the Brothers Osborne tomorrow, that's Friday, on the main stage at CMC Rocks Queensland, 4:35pm. So make sure you're right in front of the stage at 4:30 tomorrow.
Don't forget those chicken wings.
And of course, all the stars from America are arriving down under to perform at tonight's CMC Awards and also at the festival. MJ, talk to me about Kelsey Ballerini, because she had something to say about Australia.
Yeah, so Kelsey Ballerini is moving to Australia.
Say what?
Well, this is an Instagram post from, would have been 13th or 12th of March, our time. She said, y'all, I love this man so much. It's a photo with her and a guy who doesn't look like Morgan Evans,
hang
but
on,
I believe
on,
is Morgan Evans.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a cross between... maybe Thomas Rhett and a woolly mammoth or something. Morgan Evans
So Morgan Evans is what, growing his hair out or something?
Well, he just needs a haircut, I think. It's a little bit long.
Hasn't had time. Long.
Yeah, he's been busy, you know. But anyway, he was touring in
Scotland. Your hair grows a long way on the 20-hour flight here.
Exactly. So it's a photo from their honeymoon, I believe, in Mexico.
Right.
Kelsey Ballerini said, y'all, I love this man so much. This photo was from our honeymoon. I should have read ahead, Big Stu.
Yes.
When we were time banking, knowing this year would be a lot of cheering each other on from two different places. I see him in a few days in the place where we met, hosted an awards show, and fell stupidly in love. Aussie is my second home now. He's my first. We can't. Your address can't be... Morgan Evans's body.
Well, what's his postcode?
Well, it's, I don't know.
Where do you put the mail? And now that Kelsey's actually here, we can stop hearing this.
What's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini, and I cannot wait to come hang out with you guys again in March.
Kelsey Ballerini headlines Saturday night at CMC Rocks. 10 p.m. she takes main stage.
Make sure you're in front row to see this legend perform.
arms all over town. We had a night in the middle of the madness. We were neon in a gray crowd. Yeah, we wrote our own story, full of blood, sweat, and heartbeats. We didn't do it for the fame or the glory, but we went down in history. Yeah, we were legends, loving you, baby, it was heaven. But everyone wondered, we never questioned. Close your eyes and took on the world together. Do you remember? We were crazy, tragic and epic and so amazing. I'll always wear the crown that you gave me. We will always stay lost in forever, and they'll remember. We were legends, like we were written down in permanent marker. Not even the brightest sun could ever fade. Come whichever always me.
Listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. The word on the street is that MJ never wanted to be a radio star. He always wanted to be a lumberjack. Ugh. He is a lumberjack and he is okay.
You could be the president, you would get my vote. You could be the captain of whatever floats your boat. You could be the singer, girl, you'd hit every note. Like ooh. Like your daddy told you when you were a little girl, you could be anything. Why don't you be with me? Why don't you? Why don't your mama box you up in a woman's world? You could be anything. Why don't you be with me? Why don't you? Why don't you be my drink, be my song, be my bed, be my car, be my photograph? Be my day, be my night, be my right, be my wrong, be my first and last. A tiger versus you, girl, ain't even a fight. Next to you, the sun can't even call itself a light. All the girls are jealous, 'cause all the guys are like, told you
car, be my photograph. Be my day, be my night, be my right, be my wrong, be my first and last. Be my where you at, where you at. Like your daddy told you when you were a little girl, you could be anything. Why don't you be with me? Why don't your mama brought you up in a woman's world? You could be anything. Why don't you be with me? Why don't you be with me? Be with me.
It ain't old, it's new. That's Old Dominion with new music for them. Be With Me on Planet Country.
Speaking of Snapback. No, we're not going to play it. We're not doubling it up. But you may want to bring one just in case it's sunny. Summer's almost over, but you don't want to come home burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, but MJ, that's just how country feels. Randy Houser up next on Planet Country.
Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. You ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down. Hollers and heels, let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Guess what I've decided?
What's that?
I've decided to be an organ donor. It's a good feeling. I could save a life.
It's good you're telling me.
It's important.
To donate life, the people close to you need to know your decision. Why? Because in the end, they will be asked to give the final okay.
Okay?
Okay.
To donate life, discuss it today. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, and the Victorian Minister for Health, Melbourne. Spoken by P. Cook, P. Hancock, D. Garvey.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
Big Stu and I are on the red carpet, and if you want to see all the action, including behind the scenes, be sure to follow us on social media. But behind the scenes Snapchat, it's PC Radio Show. For all the action on the red carpet, stick to Facebook and Instagram. Planet Country Radio are the usernames.
MJ, it's a very busy week, but what stood out on social media for you?
Well, Kaylee Bell posted on social media something that we probably wouldn't be aware of. You see, we don't get to watch America's Country Music Television Channel, CMT. We get CMC, but they get a T. We get the C, they get a T. But Kaylee actually found out that her song Getting Closer has been added to rotation on CMT.
Wow, that's huge. That's a massive thing.
I guess she's getting closer to that Nashville dream.
Well, MJ, it shouldn't come as a surprise to you because you've predicted this. In fact, let's flash back to last week's show and hear exactly what you said.
Who do you reckon is going to crack Nashville first?
Oh, that's a question. I don't... Well, don't put me on the spot, MJ.
How about this? Who do you reckon is closest to getting there so far? Because I'd say Kaylee Bell, because she's already got international attention on Spotify with her single, Getting Closer.
MJ, you can pick it. You know exactly who is going
to
crack it.
If you're heading to CMC Rocks, don't miss out on seeing a future star. Check out Kaylee Bell. Big Stu, when is she playing?
She's playing at 2:25 p.m. on Sunday, the second stage. Make sure you're there. It's going to be unbelievable. She is going places.
I guess you could say she's the next somebody.
Watching you, you're watching me. And boy, you're bound for trouble if she found you're into me. You're always thinking with your blinkers on, but no one's home. I could help you out, but there's no doubt you should probably be alone. It ain't that hard, I'll wake you up. I'll bat my eyes, you'll fall in love. It's easy, I could be on. It's a love triangle that you're trying to tangle me into. She's got the ring, stop ruining everything with her. 'Cause all that woman wants is for a man to keep their word. It ain't that hard, I'll make you up. I'll bat my eyes, you'll fall. I could be on X Almighty, but before you go and throw it in, just know you're
never will be an ex somebody, cause I know now this will go, and I'd rather be alone. Be an ex somebody. It ain't that hard, I'll wake you up. I bet my eyes you fall in love. It's easy. I could be an ex somebody, but before you go and throw it in, just know you're gonna lose everything.
That's Kaylee Bell on Planet Country with Next Somebody.
If you're just getting out of bed like me, or you're jet lagged like Stu,
6 p.m. Thursday night we go to air, you're just getting out of bed.
Well, it's 5 p.m. in Queensland, so
it's,
right. My mind's
it's very early,
out of whack. But if you are going to be up late, 1 a.m. at the Campus Bar tonight, Troy Kemp is going to be there. He's going to be rocking his brand new song, and we got to talk to him during the week all about it.
Troy Kemp is on the line to have a chat in what is one of the busiest weeks in country music. Mate, before we get to your new music, let's talk about this week. Thursday night is the CMC Awards on the Gold Coast. It's Australian country's television night of nights. Do you enjoy going along to the CMC Awards?
Yeah, hey guys, straight up. Just want to say hello first. But mate, I do like going along to the CMC Awards. It's always nice to catch up with fellow artists. And obviously the CMC thing brings in the American artists, you know, and that's a really cool thing because you get to rub shoulders and shake hands with some of the world's finest country music artists you've never met before, and you kind of idolise, you know, yourself. So it's kind of nice to be able to meet these guys and talk the talk, and you know, and obviously interested people alike, and you know, guys like yourselves, you know, the radio guys are all there, and it's just, I think it's a really good hang for everybody on the night, and I'm excited about this week. I actually have to present an award this week. I haven't been told what it is yet or with whom, which I'm kind of nervous but excited about at the same time. I always feel a little better when I'm on stage with a guitar as my security blanket, so I always feel a little bit nervous when I'm out there, you know, just talking to an audience. So I'm just going to, you know, pray that I don't mess that up. And I think anyone who says they don't get nervous at these things is lying to you. But, you know, I'm also pretty stoked to be nominated this year with Damo and the Tailgate Drive Project. So we're out for best new talent, probably the oldest new talent ever nominated. But we'll see how we go.
You mentioned that you'd rub shoulders with American artists. I remember from last year's awards that Eric Paisley seemed to be following you along the red carpet. Is it a tall guy thing? You got to stick together, or is it? You mentioned, of course, security. So is he your personal bodyguard for the awards?
Yeah, Eric and I got a thing, and every time that he comes to Australia, he looks after me. When I go to the States, I look after him. And to be honest, I totally forgot about that man. So, it was a really cool experience. Actually, I remember talking to him and his beautiful partner, you know, all the way along the red carpet. That was kind of cool. And I don't think I actually saw him any time after that during the festival. So it's kind of funny that we actually do run into these people, you know, and you can't actually engage in any, you know, big conversation because you're there to be sort of, you know, shaking hands, talking to the media and having photos. So it was kind of a bittersweet sort of experience, you know. But no, he was a really cool guy in the time that I was hanging with him on the carpet. And you're right, mate, he is a tall guy, which kind of surprised me. A lot of these American artists are really tall. You know, over the years, I've been able to sort of run into guys like Blake Shelton and Alan Jackson and even Florida Georgia Line. You know, Drew and I ran into those guys once when we were doing the McAllister Camp thing in the States. And I swear the guys in Florida Georgia Line might have been a bit taller than Drew and I. So I was just like, I had no idea.
You feel a bit more at home because sort of thing, or do you feel a bit jealous? It's like, hey, I'm the short one.
I always feel intimidated if anyone's even like an inch taller than me. I'm so used to being the big guy, you know. So, but I think I looked up at Alan Jackson by probably about an inch. And as I said, I think I was eye to eye with Blake Shelton, you know. And then you get the little guys, and occasionally you get the small guys that come in, and you know, they're 5'7", like Keith and people like that, you know. So.
And don't they know it? And they're sometimes a little touchy about it, just saying. Hey, you mentioned, of course, the finalists. You're a finalist, along with Damien Bagley, with the new project Tailgate Drive. I mean, what does it feel like? You mentioned, you know, the oldest new artist. What does it feel like to be in that category? It must be a real spin out.
Yeah, it's kind of a spin out. I mean, Tailgate Drive is essentially a side project, you know, from Troy Kemp and Viper Creek for us. And, you know, we've recorded one song, and we've had a lot of love around it. We've done well on CMC with it, you know, so, you know, appreciate that CMC has sort of gotten behind us and supported it. And it is kind of a funny sort of feeling because, you know, we're, I was fortunate enough to win a Best New Talent years ago in 2011 with Drew and McAllister Kemp at the Golden Guitar Awards. So to be sort of backing up 7 years later for a CMC Best New Talent, I think Drew and I even might have won a Best New Talent for CMC at one point as well. So
all you got to do is just keep coming up with new projects. You know, every year you're nominated. I like
it. Yeah, I just, maybe that's the secret.
I do have a bone to pick with you, though, Troy, because within seconds of Tailgate Drive posting their first Facebook content, I remember I happened to be on Facebook and this thing pops up. I was messaging you saying, what's the story here? You know, can we get you in the studio? Is there music being produced? And you replied, man, we're just doing some cover shows, seeing what happens. I got to say, liar, you guys were aiming for the top right from the start.
Yeah. We're actually out for world domination, the truth be told, but we're just hiding it well. But it's a cool thing. You know, I really love playing with Damo. We're really great buddies and you know, everything we do together. We are doing the pub scene around town, just at Tailgate Drive. That's kind of where this thing was born. So, I think the fact that we've been nominated, you know, we're in there with some other great acts and you know, lots of fine young lady artists. So, you know, I think we're going to be pretty hard pressed to beat some of them. But I tell you, you know, it's nice to be in there and we're just going to, we'll sort of surge forward, maybe record another song in a few more months and put another one out and just see where it lands. You know, we're just going to do on that because people seem to dig it. It's fun for us and it gives us something else to do other than what we're doing, you know, on our own. So, I'm really excited to be in there this week and to be sort of nominated and presenting this week is going to make it a really cool CMC Awards for me this week.
The CMC Awards are definitely going to be big and best of luck to you and Damo.
Thank you.
But the massive week actually continues after the CMC Awards with CMC Rocks where you are performing with your own band. How excited are you to get on the big stage and rock it up?
Oh man, I am pumped because I've never done CMC as Troy Kemp or, you know, as McAllister Kemp we did in the past and for the last couple of years, I just haven't quite got the Guernsey, to run at CMC in Queensland as well. So I'm really excited to get up there this year. And my first show is on the Thursday night, pretty much just a couple of hours after the CMC Awards. I've got to be on the I think it's called the White Rabbit Saloon, the campus bar type of thing.
Yep.
They've got me in there for like the 1 a.m. till 2 a.m. party slot, so I can only imagine how rowdy that's going to be.
You can imagine the people that have just set up on that day.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to get moonshine crazy.
They're going to get moonshine crazy. Let's not even go there.
To quote a line. But I remember talking to you about CMC Rocks, you know, not long after McAllister Kemp, and you kind of, you said, you know, I'm struggling to get a look in because you really went, you had to start from scratch. So it must be satisfying because really it's the fans that have brought you along to that stage, you know, back to being able to play one of these big festivals.
That's right, you know, and I feel blessed that, you know, I feel really appreciative that people have stuck by me. But to have, like, you know, McAllister Kemp and Andy really did bring me back down the ladder, and it was a nice little slap in the face of reality, you know, and it really made me appreciate, you know, the hard work that all these solo artists are doing, you know, to try and reach to get themselves heard, you know, and it's not easy, and I know that McAllister Kemp has always been a nice little platform for me, and I've been lucky, and I've had the support from McAllister Kemp fans ongoing, you know, and 3 years later, you know, even with Against the Grain being out for that long and just some new stuff starting to sort of happen for me now, some new songs, you know, I'm feeling really fortunate to get on a CMC because, you know, not only have I got the Thursday night show, but I've got the Friday on the Oz Artist Stage, which is the one attached to the main stage. So I'm doing that on the Friday at about 3:30 to 4:30. So that's going to be the bigger one, I feel, of the two gigs.
As
a big crowd and, you know, if they're putting 15 to 20,000 people in there a day, it's going to be a lot of fun being up on that stage on the Friday. But, yeah, I'm so excited, man, because it's, you know, like I said, I haven't done that one before, and I love the big arena stuff and, you know, and the big crowds, and I'm pretty excited to be sort of playing probably 4 or 5 songs up Against the Grain, but I'm also going to try and birth a few new songs at CMC, you know, this year, and hopefully they'll go down well with the crowd and people enjoy it. So the band's ready to rock. We've been rehearsing pretty hard this week, and
that's good.
We've got a pretty good set list for the campers bar. You know, we've got to keep, you know, we'll make sure that we've got some Kip Moore and all those cool sort of, you know, rocking songs in there, some of those cool fun covers that they all want to bang their heads to and go nuts to and drink rum, and then on the Friday I'll be a bit more serious and play some of my, you know, more of my own stuff and show everybody my new stuff that I'm excited about it.
Yeah. You mentioned about playing, you know, you love playing those big arenas, the big stages. We always ask the artists, what's it like when you're used to playing a, you know, the corner of a pub somewhere where you can barely fit on a little improvised stage? When you get, you know, those big stages, do you feel like you've got to run around and fill the whole space because it's such a vast area?
It really is, and it's quite daunting, actually. Like, you can, you just do get used to the small stuff, and then when you are facing a stage where, you know, most of the Drew and I did in the early days, you know, stand beside each other, you are like to reach out and touch your shoulder, you know, but as it got bigger, you know, suddenly he was like 25 metres away. Is this still a duo? You know, and it's like, how do you fill that whole gap? So you do become a lot more aware of moving and getting across the stage and making sure that guitar players cross behind your backs and, you know, and just to make it look like there's something going on. You know, we used to put dancers on the stage and backing vocalists and whatever we could do to make it look fun. You know, we try and all come together at the front of the stage and all rock out at one point, you know, like the old status quo type of thing. You know, just whatever it took to sort of try and make us look like rock stars on a big stage, you know. So it's always fun, but it's always a challenge as well. But I think the trick is in that environment is to just treat that big stage like you are in a pub, you know, and just talk to the crowd like you're in a pub, because really it is just like a massive pub when you're out there, you know what I mean?
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Big Stu, do I detect that little, that white noise, little crackle in the background? Is Troy Kemp still on the line?
Are you there, Troy?
MJ Stu.
He is. Breaker. He is there. So where are you going with this, MJ?
Cover that, Breaker. I can confirm and approach now. It is Troy Kemp with Song of the Week.
Yes, you're exactly right. Troy Kemp does have Song of the Week. Man, tell us about this brand new song, Beach Mode.
Beach Mode, yes. I'm loving this song, guys. Now, as much as I love to, love to write songs, and I'm always quite proud of, you know, recording my own songs and blah-de-blah. I did steal this one from the Vault of Nashville. I've been in touch recently with a producer who a lot of people in Australia have worked with and who know. His name's Andrew Cochran up in Queensland. And Andrew was nice enough to send me sort of a handful of songs recently to sort of say, mate, I've heard a few songs that you might want to look at, you know, and I was sort of going through probably six or eight songs when I heard Beach Mode, I was like, this is a cool song, you know. It was written by two guys, I think, in Nashville. I just found out their names of the day. Stephen Padilla and Eric Torres. It's a really cool song. And, you know, moving forward, I've sort of done the Troy Kemp against the grain, rocky thing, big guitars. You know, I see country music changing, you know, in Nashville, and it's becoming very poppy and loopy, sort of lots of beats and stuff happening in the background. And country music's changing again, and it's always changing. But and not to say that you want to sort of try and copy, but sort of try and stay current, you know. I heard Beach Mode, you know, I tried to give it a bit of a current twist. It's a really fun, beachy sort of summer song. Well, it's pretty much the end of summer, saying, you know, I think it's pretty much the story of a guy who's back at work after a great summer holiday. Every time he feels the breeze on his face, he's sort of transported back to his holiday, and he wishes he was back on the beach with the waves and the girls and the beer in his hand, you know, because he's essentially stuck in beach mode, you know, but he's back in the real world. So I'm thinking that a release for that song right now at the end of summer feels pretty good for me.
I know that feeling. It's any time I smell sunscreen, I just get taken back. That switch is flicked. I'm in beach mode. And I just, it's right. That smell.
Exactly, mate. You're applying your zinc wrong and you're putting it too far up your nose.
Well, I just had my eyes shut when Troy was explaining that. I was there. I could smell the salt of the air. I love it.
Why is there sand on the ground?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, and I grew up, I'm a surfy guy, you know, I grew up with a daddy, you know, I lived at the beach as a kid, and, you know, my dad had me on a surfboard when I was like 5 years old, and a lot of my life has been around the beaches. But like most people, you know, we love the beaches, Australians, so, you know, and, you know, it's not like it's out of place in country music. Again, if you look around at, you know, all what's going on in America, you see guys like Zac Brown and Kenny Chester, they're always doing these beachy Mexican sort of fun sort of songs, so I thought that's something, I did something like that, so, I think it feels pretty good from where I'm headed right now, and you know, I've got some pretty cool new songs in the works, you know, and a bit more story type songs, less heavy rock, but just good stories with good music behind them and good sounding music. So I'm pretty excited to sort of release more singles as the year kicks out. But I really hope that Beach Mode, you know, puts Troy Kemp back in the public eye for a while and says, hey, here's a cool new song, you know?
Well, we've been hanging out for new TK music. Now we've got it. Troy, do the honours and intro the Planet Country Song of the Week.
Hey, guys, this is Troy Kemp, and here's the radio debut of my brand new single, Beach Mode.
It's been about a week, but every time I feel the breeze, My mind keeps drifting away, thinking about the palm trees, tank tops and flip-flops, waking up with no alarm clock ever since I got back. Been trying to find a way to get back. Stuck in beach mode, sitting in the sand, sipping on something ice cold. Me and a long neck sweating, my kind of heaven. Watching girls in bikinis and the waves rolling. Wake up, hungover, do it over again. Loving every minute, taking it nice and slow. Stuck in beach mode. Says I could play for tips every night at the fish house. I'd be a beach bum loser, sell my truck for a scooter just to get around. I know what they'd all say, haters gonna hate, but it ain't gonna change a thing. Stuck in beach mode, sitting in the sand, sipping on something ice cold. Me and a long neck sweating, my kind of heaven. Watching girls in bikinis and the waves rolling. Wake up, hungover, do it over again. Loving every minute, taking it nice and slow. Stuck in beach mode. If I ever get back, stuck in beach mode, sitting in the sand, sipping on something ice cold. Me and a long neck sweating, my kind of heaven. Watching girls in bikinis and the waves rolling. Wake up, hungover, do it over again. Loving every minute, taking it nice and slow. Stuck in beach mode.
New music for Troy Kemp, Beach Mode on Planet Country. And Troy, as well as playing later tonight at 1 a.m, in fact, at the Campus Bar, he's also playing the second stage tomorrow afternoon at 3:40 p.m. Just after Troy, in fact, a Canadian band, High Valley, they play at 5:30. MJ, we love this song.
This is their Wolf Top 10 hit, High Valley, She's With Me.
The devil's knocking at my door. When I'm broken and I'm battle-worn, down in the valley on my knees, yeah, she's with me. Ain't she amazing, amazing, out of my league, and ain't
Hi Valley, she's with me, and we've been giving you some times that some of the artists are playing over the festival weekend. Of course, some of them play multiple times on the two different stages, so best thing to do is check it all out on the CMC Rocks website.
We're really excited this next artist is out here. It's Ryan Folase, who we've been pronouncing as Felice. Felice. I'm sorry, but Felice sounds like so much sleeker.
Folase.
Maybe it's an Australian accent thing, we have to say Felice.
Mm. And you can catch him main stage 2:55 tomorrow afternoon.
There are plenty of first-timers going to CMC Rocks, and as Ryan Felice says, you may lose a little sleep.
24, 7, 365, you're in my head. Only one number on my speed dial, like I'd forget. Some kind of magic on your lips, it always leaves me here like this. And I keep laying awake, thinking of you, stealing a kiss, playing it cool. You got me wired, I'm on fire. You got me calling you up, picking you up at 2 a.m. Feeling your touch, all I ever wanted to is lose a little sleep with you. It's looking like another all-nighter, so bring it on. Double shot of you, not even tired, breaking dawn. I got my heart out on my sleeve. You take that t-shirt when you
Folase, Lose a Little Sleep on Planet Country. We're going through some of the artists that everyone's looking forward to seeing play at the CMC Rocks Queensland Festival this weekend. Russell Dickerson is one of those artists. Now, he kicks off the main stage on Saturday at 11:45 a.m. He's kicking off. Now, MJ, you were thinking about his name the other day, weren't you?
I'm just curious to know, has he been prepared, or is someone giving the heads up that when you arrive to Australia with that name, your name's going to either be Russ or Dickie?
His current single is Would You Love Me. Here it is on Planet Country.
I'ma love it till the sun burns out.
Hey, would you love me? Yeah. If my car broke down and I didn't have any more money. Hey. If I told them all the time but my jokes weren't really that funny. Hey, would you love me?
would you keep me? If I could make all your dreams come true like a genie, oh yeah. Girl, come to find out, yeah, loving me really ain't easy. Hey, would you keep me? Cause I'ma love you till the sun burns out. Love you till my heart breaks down. Listen, baby, ain't no doubt that I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you till we're old and gray. Love you till we're running out of days. Hear me, baby, when I say that I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you. Would you love me? If I didn't have a six pack and I was a really bad kisser, if I wasn't very good at taking all your pretty little pictures, girl, would you love me? Because I'ma love you till the sun burns out. Love you till my heart breaks down. Listen, baby, ain't no doubt that I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you till we're old and gray. Love you till we're running out of days. Hear me, baby, when I say that I'ma love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you. Would you love me?
Time to close off our CMC special tonight, and who else to do it but Luke Combs. He is someone everyone can't wait to see play.
People are going to line up to see this guy, whether it's sunny or if it's raining. And you know, Big Stew,
when it rains, it pours.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Moaning on and on about the time I say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind. Ended up at a Shell on I-65. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was caller number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason. That I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left
that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.